This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With apologies to Benjamin Franklin, there is indeed nothing certain in life except death and taxes and waste. Straight up consumer waste, yes. Also food waste, a lot of it in this country. So much so that a lot of cities have launched municipal composting programs, offering to pick up food waste alongside the standard trash and recycling bins. Thing is, in a lot of areas, general trash collection doesn't exist, let alone composting services. So as Brita Green reports now from Western New Hampshire, entrepreneurs are seeing some profit in other people's table scraps.
With her MBA in hand, Jessica Satterley Hall knew she wanted to start her own business, and she got hooked on the concept of compost. She knew food scraps produce significantly more methane when tossed in a landfill instead of breaking down in compost, and methane's a greenhouse gas. So she thought, what if you could somehow reward people for separating their food waste from their trash?
And so I did a bunch of financial models around, like, trying to pay people for their compost. And I just was looking at it every which way, and I was like, I don't know.
She decided to take a step back, asking a simpler question.
Do people actually want to compost? Like, maybe I don't have to work quite so hard at, like, trying to convince them that this is a good idea.
She looked at surveys nationally and did some locally, here in New Hampshire and neighboring Vermont. She found that about 65% of people were willing to compost if it wasn't too hard and didn't cost them more than they're currently paying to get rid of their waste. That figure struck her as high. 65% of people? Now that could be a customer base.
Go, car, go, go.
About 6 months later, she's fully operational as the Upper Valley Compost Company. Today, she's navigating up a slippery and steep country road.
There we go.
She has two services. She charges $20 a month for a weekly curbside pickup, where she takes a bucket full of food scraps, meat and dairy too, and leaves you a fresh bucket in its place.
Clean bucket, clean top.
For half that, you can drop off your own bucket at a local grocery store. Just like many trash collectors, she doesn't break down the waste herself. She pays to drop it off at other facilities. But the model's working. She's already at a point where she's considering hiring her first employee to keep up with demand.
Yeah. So we actually have had people tell us that they're canceling their trash service.
Weekly trash pickup out here costs about $45 a month. That's more than double the Upper Valley Compost Company's price. So some of her customers are starting to skip the service and bring their garbage to the dump themselves. Now that there's no food waste rotting in their garbage, they don't have to go very often. Plus, some of Satterley Hall's customers had been trying to compost on their land, but they were tired of attracting animals, and most notably, bears.
The bears have a path right along this fence.
Dan Collison, one of her customers, walks me through his yard.
We've seen them 4 or 5 times. I have some good footage, including one of the little cubs trying to pry the lid off the compost bin.
Even in places where bears might not be sniffing at your back door, community-scale composting businesses are increasingly cropping up. That's according to Brenda Platt, who studied composting nationally with the Institute for Local Self-Reliance, a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit that promotes economic and environmental sustainability.
Food waste has gotten so much attention in the last few years.
She says more and more people are realizing the benefits of compost, and some states are even starting to require food scraps be separated. That's driving new business and innovation. Satterley Hall's now wondering whether she could market her service anywhere and contract with local drivers who could be assigned customers and a route. Or, in startup speak,
create a technology that allows anybody with a car to be a hauler.
And there's plenty of food waste that needs to be disposed of. The EPA says more food is thrown out in everyday trash than any other single material. The agency has set a goal to reduce that waste by half over the next 12 years. In Lebanon, New Hampshire, I'm Brita Green for Marketplace.